It's the final night of the week for Kink Week, although I'm not convinced that it will be the end, given how, well, I still haven't been able to come yet. Every single night this week, you've heard me just talk to you, at you, even. Well, my plane landed today. I had my meeting when I got back, straight back to work. Make dinner, pet Juniper so she doesn't revolt while I'm asleep. And now I'm recording this for you, which means I get to come in 12 hours. Because I have been trying as hard as possible to hold back. Now, I've mentioned before how much I love edging you, but I haven't really mentioned how much I like edging myself. And I think that's very, very important. You see, I have a cum fetish. One that has been particularly fun over the years. One that sticks out in my mind. I had one partner beg me to cover them. To mark them. To claim them unequivocally. And ever since then, I find it far too tempting. I looked up all the best ways to come the hardest, the edging, hydration, exercise, the occasional supplement, even. It's all worth it. I love the look of shock in a beautiful woman's face when I pull out and completely cover her. Tits, neck, torso, tummy. Thighs. Oh God, it's just the best. All forms of cum fetish, really. Oh, fuck. I know I mentioned it in that exhaustive examination. But the idea of coming all over a gorgeous woman and then watching her partner lick it off of her, only for me to ruin her again. Oh, it's lived rent-free in my mind for decades now. Oh, God. It's just the most primal expression of desire and want. Don't you think? Besides, if I made you come over and over and over, your body twitching at the mere mention of it again, following instructions to come, it would only make sense that I put some back. Don't you think? Just think how pretty you'd be, bent over doggy style. Empty in mind and body, with my cum just dripping out of you slowly. A few ropes spread down your back. And besides, after we're done, it's an excuse to get a hot towel and just wipe down your body. Give you that relief, a nice soft massage. Although perhaps I'm just using that as an excuse to find another opportunity to absolutely cover you. I edge for hours before we meet. I find the time in between moments at work to look at your nudes once again. I remember all of the fantasies that you begged me for. Soft little moaning clips in your inbox. Real moments of me building up my own orgasm. Just think you'd know what to expect. Every single audio you receive throughout the day of me edging is one more rope that you can take from me. One more to cover you and mark you. Mine. You're so gorgeous like that, and so worthy of it all, I would deny myself orgasm just to really show the world how hot you are. I know so many men are terrified of premature ejaculation. They hate the idea of not being able to last. But I think it's a compliment, don't you? If in that moment that I fully bury myself inside you, your body shakes and trembles, if you're that turned on by the mere thought of being taken again, then that's a hell of a compliment. Throughout the day, if I look at your pictures, think about the last time we had sex, I fantasize about all the moments between the sheets and in them. And I fill you up in that first moment. It's just because you're that fucking good. No other reason. In fact, I find it a need to prove it. A quick trip between your legs, a lapping at your sensitive clit, a kissing of your thighs, grabbing your ass in my fucking hands and lifting those hips up. I'm hard again. And I can give you a second one. I'm not some one and done. No, no. You're so gorgeous, you deserve more than one cream pie, don't you think? In fact, why don't I just fucking blow a load over every part of you I find attractive? It may take all day, but you're worth it, don't you think? Every little insecurity that you have, covered head to toe. Your hips, your thighs, your tummy, your tits, your ass, your pussy. Every part of you is gorgeous. Every part of you could get me off. And I plan on letting it. I plan on showing you just how fucking attractive you are. An orgasm is the most humble form of humility, don't you think? The mere gracing of your body is enough to send me over the fucking edge. It's not just my cum either. Your cum is something even more special. I love to lap up every little drop that you let go, whether it's a fucking geyser into my mouth, or even just the softest little moan. I love to take all of it. I'm greedy like that. The play doesn't end when you come. The play ends when you're clean again. When I've worshipped every inch of you with my mouth. And shown absolution for a gorgeous sin. Coming is so beautiful. Everyone calls it messy, but I think that mess is gorgeous. Even better if it were to mix, don't you think? Ugh, fuck. Proof that you and I were meant to fuck, and that our fucking really did mean something. No faking, no grinding, no acquiescence. No, no. Just pure, unadulterated desire for each other's bodies. Unambiguous and resolute that you are the hottest fucking thing I've ever fucking seen. Gorgeous in my arms, gorgeous in my sheets, gorgeous under my tongue, and gorgeous pressed against my hips, buried deep. Oh, God. I know it's cliche, but seeing my cum drip down your tits from a freshly fucked body. Oh God, it's the most beautiful sight. Any environment, any world, just the knowledge that you're wearing it with pride, even for but a moment, is enough to set me off. You're so fucking gorgeous. Oh God. Fuck, I have to stop. I'm gonna ruin my edge for tomorrow. Consider it a teaser for what's going to be a rather explosive evening, I assume.